Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, a leading global cruise company known for its innovative cruise offerings and commitment to providing memorable travel experiences. Norwegian operates a fleet of modern cruise ships under three brands: Norwegian Cruise Line, Oceania Cruises, and Regent Seven Seas Cruises. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the travel and leisure sector. Let's dive in.
Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings has built a strong presence in the cruise industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases lie? Risk aversion and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in fleet expansion and customer engagement strategies.
Risk aversion plays a significant role in Norwegian Cruise Line's decision-making, particularly in fleet expansion and customer engagement strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that minimize potential financial risks, such as focusing on upgrading and maintaining existing ships rather than aggressively expanding the fleet or entering new markets that might carry higher uncertainties. While this approach helps maintain financial stability and consistent occupancy rates, it may also limit Norwegian's ability to capitalize on emerging opportunities in the travel industry, such as new cruise destinations or themed experiences that could attract different customer segments. The availability heuristic is another key factor, where Norwegian might focus on promoting their most popular cruises and destinations, potentially overlooking opportunities to innovate or diversify their offerings in less well-known regions.
This focus on maintaining high standards and promoting well-known destinations has helped Norwegian Cruise Line build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and brand recognition in the travel sector.
Exactly. Norwegian's emphasis on stability and reinforcing their core strengths has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the cruise industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as the travel landscape continues to evolve with changing consumer preferences and post-pandemic recovery efforts.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. As a global cruise company with a diverse customer base and workforce, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Norwegian Cruise Line given their role in providing travel experiences to a diverse global clientele and maintaining a workforce that reflects the communities they serve. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for creating inclusive and culturally relevant travel experiences. A diverse workforce can help Norwegian better understand the preferences and expectations of their guests, leading to more innovative and effective service offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining the high standards of service that Norwegian is known for.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like travel and leisure, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Norwegian Cruise Line not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of guests, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible travel. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Norwegian Cruise Line operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving travel market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Norwegian Cruise Line's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the cruise industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with expanding into new destinations and customer segments. Risk aversion might make Norwegian more inclined to focus on their established cruise routes and customer base, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive. In a market that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation, sustainability, and the demand for personalized travel experiences, the availability heuristic might drive them to prioritize their most popular cruises and promotions, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities in emerging travel trends and customer preferences.
This adaptability is key for Norwegian Cruise Line, especially as they face competition from both traditional cruise lines and newer, more innovative travel experiences. Their ability to innovate while maintaining high service standards is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Norwegian's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established cruise offerings, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and guests value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing consumer expectations.
Now, let's compare Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings to other companies in the travel and leisure sectors like Royal Caribbean Group, Carnival Corporation, and Marriott International. How do Norwegian's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Norwegian's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the travel and leisure sectors, such as Royal Caribbean Group, Carnival Corporation, and Marriott International, particularly in their approach to fleet management, customer engagement, and market adaptation. Norwegian's emphasis on providing a premium cruise experience appeals to investors looking for consistency in the travel sector. Royal Caribbean, known for its focus on innovation and large-scale cruise ships, appeals to those interested in growth through new and exciting travel experiences. Carnival Corporation, with its strong focus on value and affordability, offers a more budget-friendly approach to cruising, while Marriott International's emphasis on luxury hospitality and global reach positions it as a leader in the broader travel industry. Norwegian's focus on balancing premium offerings with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on their existing strengths in a rapidly evolving industry.
And unlike Carnival or Marriott, which have a broader focus on budget travel or global hotel chains, Norwegian's strength lies in its ability to maintain a premium, high-end cruise experience, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Norwegian, the focus on premium travel experiences and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the travel and leisure sectors.
To sum up, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their fleet expansion strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Norwegian's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.